Okay. So our fourth shiur, what we're going to talk about is the sugya of Sukkot Yishana and the din of Lishma. Okay? So I imagine that most of us have gotten there, the sugya on Daf Tes, starts with the Mishnah. What we're going to do right now is read a bit of the Mishnah, as well as the Gemara, ask some kashas, and see if we can develop a yisod to help us further understand, A, the din of Sukkot Yishana in general, and in general, in particular rather, and the din in general of Lishma. So let's start from the beginning. It says the Mishnah Sukkah Yishana Bishamay Posel Mishel Machshir. Right? The Sukkah Yishana, an old Sukkah Bishamay says Posel, and Mishel says is Machshir. These are Sukkah Yishana, what's called a Sukkah Yishana. Kol Sha'asa Adam Kodem Lechag Shloshim Yom. Anything that was made prior to Sukkah, 30 days, Avalim Asa Lashem Chag, Afilim Tchis Hashana Ksheira. But if you made it for the intention of the Chag, even from the beginning of the year, that's going to be a kosher sukkah. Okay, well, what's the problem with Sukkah Yishana? Lishma, right? Okay, question number one. Why do we not say, oh, it's a sukkah, so shalom lishma? It's a fair question, right? Why do we doubt to say Sukkah Yishana? Okay, we'll have to come back to that. So that's a Gemara. My time with Beishamai. What's the with Beishamai? Amar Kra, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim LaHashem. Sukkah HaSuya L'Shem Chag Ma'inan. Beishamai has a drasha to tell us that the sukkah needs to be done l'shem chag, because it says in the pasuk chag asukah shivas yamim l'Hashem. That tells us that you need a sukkah which was made l'shem chag. That if it wasn't made for the chag of sukkahs with that in mind, it's not going to work. Beis Hillel obviously argues on him. Beis Hillel mibayi like with Rav Sheshes. Rav Beis Hillel argues. What do we see from here? Beis Shammai says, wait a second, that doesn't help me and tell me that the sukkah needs to be made lishma. That tells me what? That there's kedusha to the sukkah. Okay, we discussed, I don't know if you remember, discussed machlokes between the Rambam and others about whether it's referring to the Atzei Sukkah, which has Kedusha, just as Chach, or the Tefanos as well, Machlokas Rosh and Rambam, not for us right now, but that's, the Drasha is learned out from the Pasuk that Rabbi Shammai uses. So we say, Rabbi Shammai, Nami Ba'ilai. So doesn't Rabbi Shammai also need to learn out that there's Kedusha to the Sukkah? Enoch and Nami, yeah, you're right. Ela my time with Rabbi Shammai, so what's the reason? Ksiv Krachrina. There's another Pasuk, Chach, Asukos Tasalucha, Shibas Yamim. Sukkah, I see the Shem Chag, Ma'in. I mean, Sukkah, made La, the Shem Chag. Now that tells me that I'm allowed to make a sukkah on Chol Moed, okay? And is that controversial? Yes, the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chacham. Beis Shammai told Rabbi Lazar, "Damer, ain't no usin sukkah a sukkah b'chol Shel Moed." Why? Anybody know why?
Why can't make a sukkah? Because it has to be roy for 7 days.
You roy the shiva. You roy the shiva. Excellent. Okay. Beis Hillel less than Rabbi Yehuda. It's true that Beis Hillel denies Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara goes on, quote, a din of Lishma, not just by Sukkah, but also by Tzitzis, where Beis Hillel agrees that there is a din of Lishma, there is a concept of Lishma that exists by Sukkah, by Tzitzis at the very least, and if Lishma exists by Tzitzis, so presumably the halachas of Lishma should also apply to Sukkah itself, right? Why are we only limiting the din of Lishma to Tzitzis? So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Why? Shiny Hassan, the second last line. Right now, there's a drasha. That gedil and tasa lecha, you need to make tzitzit for yourself. Make a drasha lecha for you, l'shem chovcha, to fulfill your obligation. The Gemara says, hachanami, chag, hasukos, tasa lecha, lecha, l'shem chovcha. Don't we also have a drasha of chag, hasukos, tasa lecha, which is the same exact drasha? That's coming to exclude gezula. Hasanami bayilay mutik zula. Hasam ksiv krachrina vasulam mishalem. Okay, so we see the machlokes between Bishamai and Beis Hillel on a couple of levels. Number one, we see that this machlokes whether it's about Sukkah Yishana. Bishamai, as we see from the Mishnah, as explained in the Gemara, Sukkah Yishana is problematic, and the reason lechora is because of lishma. Going to Beis Hillel, we don't have that issue whatsoever. Why? Oh, aren't there drushas that seem to apply otherwise? Beis Hillel uses those drushas in different contexts. Okay. So, that's what Gemara says. Rashi, when explaining the din of Sugi Yashana, we know what is the Zman of Sugi Yashana. You know, what point? Shloshim Yom is a very, very interesting Zman in the realm of Halacha. So if you take a look at Rashi, which I quoted on the bottom over there, Sugi Yashana, Kedavarish also Kodu Machak Shloshim Yom, Lo Perishay Lashim Chag. What did you do? You made a Sukkah before 30 days, and he didn't explain and designated for the mitzvah of Sukkahs. Beishame Poslin, the Bo Sukkah Lashma, you need a din of Sukkah Lashma. Mizuz Stam Nasis, and this is only made by itself. Now, Yivu Tok Shloshim Lachag Hava, now let's say it's within 30 days. So, what's significant about 30 days? There we go. Right, Sholin Vidarshan, right? Kibin the Sholin Behilchos Chag Kodu Machak Shloshim Yom. Since there are halachos about Sholin Vidarshan that you start learning the halachos of a certain hale within Lamed Yom, Stam Ha'osa L'Shem Chag Hu'osa. Therefore, Stam was made L'Shem Chag. I don't know how the A got there. About Kodim Shoshim, Stam Alav L'Chag. But, before that, we can't assume that was made L'Shem Chag. This Shoshim Yom is a very interesting discussion. You should know that idea of Sholin Vidarshan, as we see, carries with it real halachic weight. Number one, in the Sugya, correct? That you can assume, whether you had any intention whatsoever, any Sukkah that was made after, you know, Tes Vav Elul is going to be considered a good Sukkah, no matter what. There also has nafka means when it comes to the Hilchos of Bidikas Chametz. For example, one who leaves their house within 30 days is chayiv to do bidikas chametz. Why? Because once 30 days comes in, it's ki'ilu, we're in the zman of Pesach, and you're already chayiv in bidikas chametz and biur chametz. Okay, there are a lot of interesting halachos that set in when it comes to shloshim yom kodim l'chag. What does Beis Hillel say? Sorry, shloshim yom, stam osa l'shem chag, osa, no, that we did. But Beis Hillel machshir, and the lo bin tzukah l'shem chag. He doesn't need that. Great. So, what we're going to have to figure out exactly is what's going on over here. The stop assumption when it comes to a sukkah is that it's made lishma or it's not made lishma. What's the basic assumption?
Stam is no,
right?
Yeah, you would need
only because of Sholin Vidarshan do we say that sukkah has achieved the status of having the din of lishma. But if I made a sukkah, you know, today, would we assume that minastam that sukkah is right, you know, according to Beis Shammai for sukkahs? The answer obviously is no. Now this is quite interesting because if you look at the Gemara, there are other sukkahs that happen to deal with the Shema. One of them we did in, if you guys remember, Chorusman in Gittin, Daf Chav Dalet, it deals with the Shema by Get, right? Because of La, Sefer Krisas, La tells me the Shema. There's also the Shema when it comes to Sivas, Shtar Kiddushin, because Makash Havaya Li Yitzia. Okay? It was actually on my Masminim Bechina. They asked me that. We learned Gittin my year for Masminim. And they asked me whether whether there was a Shema by Shtar Kiddushin. So, okay. What? I said, I wasn't sure because I wasn't learning Kiddushin, but I said, maybe, yes. They're like, why would it be? I said, Makash Avaya Litzia. So I think Rav Schechter said, yeah, I think this is what Rav says. I don't know if it's like Rava or Vi or something like that. Okay. The Seder. Anyway, so says the main sugya of Lishma is by the Gittin Daf Chav Dalet, as well as the beginning of Maseches Zvachim and Maseches Menachos. You should know, I'm sure we all know, because we love Zvachim Menachos, that the beginning of Zvachim and Menachos are almost identical, because they're dealing with very similar dinim. Says the God, the first mission of Maseches Zvachim, called Zvachim, Shenizbechu L'Chuloshman Kisheirim, Ela Shalu Olu L'Bayilu M'Shem Chol B'Chutz Min HaPesach B'Achatas. Pesach Zvana V'Achatas B'Chol Zvana. Okay, what does it say? It's not the full first mission, but the first mission basically says as follows. Listen, there are certain halachas when it comes to Kavana Machshava by Kachim, okay? It's very important that you have the proper intent when one offers up a korban. Yes? Good. Let's say a person has the wrong intent. Now there's different types of psulim, Shinoi Bailim, Shinoi Kodesh. Is this familiar with us at all? Shinoi Bailim means that I offer a korban that would really belong to Ruvei, Lashem, Shimon. Shinoi Kodesh is I'm offering up an Ola and I really think it's a Shlama. Okay? So in either of those situations, we'll have to the halacha, the discussion whether Shina Bailam, Shina Kodesh are the same. Discussion in the Gemara. Lemaisa, one who has, you know, a sheet of offers a korban shelo lishma. What's the halacha? It's kosher, right? It's kosher, but lo ol l'shema abayim lo ol l'abayim l'shem chova. What does that mean?
Race. So what's the difference between kosher and pasul? It's not going to fulfill.
Okay, excellent. Great question. The point is whether there's ritzuy, whether you continue with the korban. Let's say you did a shlita shelo lishma. Or like, do you still offer the korban on the mizbeach? The point is that the korban works on a certain level. There's ritzoi; it's not a pasul korban. You continue with the offering of the korban. However, it just means that if you're obligated to bring another korban, if you had an obligation, you did not fulfill your obligation. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. And the question is why? What? Okay, there's a lot of discussion exactly how we view this korban. And you know what's the status of a korban, of this korban that is shalom l'shma, that's still, you know, kosher v'olah shem bayim l'chashem chova. But let's set that aside for right now. So the question is why? What about this korban in particular, you know, makes it work? So it says the Gemara, b'stamin l'shman omdin. What does that mean? Min astam, they're omdin l'shma. Look at Rashi. Hilka kokamad delo akar shumayu b'hadai havi l'shman. What does that mean?
Explicitly undo the lishma.
Right, calls man that I didn't go over to the karban and say, you know, hello chatas, you're no longer chatas, you are now a ola. Then it's tam lishma. Then it's tam lishma. What do we see over here when it comes to the world of kachim? Similar to sukkah or different than sukkah?
Different.
No. Different than sukkah. There we have it. Did it tam lishma. So what is the difference between Stam Lishma, when it comes to the world of Karbanos, versus the halachas we have by Sukkah? What do you guys think?
Sukkah, you could just build like to just be inside of it, but why would you chef?
Excellent, excellent. Yes, perhaps the difference is the context in which you're offering it in, right? There is a way to interpret the sitting in a sukkah, not l'shem chag. However, is there any way to interpret the offering of a korban in the Beis HaMikdash other than offering a korban in the Beis HaMikdash? No. So there's something be'etzem which defines and is magdir the korban as such as making it stam l'shma. Masha'enkin, building a structure, there is no connotation whatsoever that should be associated with the Shem Chag. Perhaps that's the fundamental distinction that Rashi is referring to. Right? Because what do we see? That it's only when, as the Gemara says, Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag. How does Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag fit into this?
You're making a structure outside. It's probably a sukkah.
Exactly. Meaning, the point is that when it's Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, so then what's happening? I'm doing it for Sukkos. Excellent, okay? That's approach number one to understanding Beis Shammai. There's another approach that Rav Salvechik suggests. And what he says is as follows.
That answer first, did you get my someone?
What?
At first, did you get my someone?
That answer is like, I don't think a lot of Achronim say that. A lot of Achronim. The other approach that Rav Salvechik suggests when it comes to understanding Beis Shammai in lieu of Rashi, that perhaps we have to know when we say that the sukkah needs to be made, lishma, how do we define lishma? Lishma for what? What does that mean? Define it for me. What? L'shem chag? Or l'shem mitzvah?
Shem sale.
Is there a difference there? I think there's a difference there. Correct? It could be that the obligation of sukkah is not to designate this object or this item specifically in order to fulfill your obligation of the mitzvah of sukkah, but it needs to be l'shem Chag HaSukkos. It's for the Yontif itself. It's not for a specific mitzvah that you're trying to fulfill. Rather, it is in order to stam that you need to have a sukkah for the entire duration of Yontif. Okay? Well, once you take that approach, then we no longer, you know, necessarily run into problems when it comes to Zvachim, because it's a unique type of din that exists for Lishma when it comes to the sukkah itself. You hear what I'm saying? Good. Rav Soloveitchik expresses two very interesting nafkaminas to these two different approaches within Rashi. I mean, within understanding Beis Shammai. Nafkamina number one, or both of them are the same nafkamina. Let's say your sukkah was built by Ketanim and Nashim. Is it a kosher sukkah or not?
Sukkah's gone, bro. How can it be worse than that?
Well, you tell me. What's the difference? According to Beis Shammai,
Sukkah's ganvach, it just needs to be made the shem self.
Okay.
Then you have the same. You still need to do
kiddush. Leaving aside Sukkah's ganvach, you analyze this bringing context of what you just said. What? What did you say?
The other group.
Sukkah's ganvach. No, those are made by the shem self.
No. You tell me. What did we just say? We need two approaches. One approach is that there's a din of lishma, right? Which is, l'chora, a din of the mitzvah itself, correct? The mitzvah needs to be lishma. The other approach was, maybe it's what? L'shem? L'chav.
So they are chayv in l'chag, they're not chayv in the mitzvah.
Oh, excellent. Women are chayv in the mitzvah, sorry, in the chag, but they're not chayv in the mitzvah. So it could be that a sukkah which was made by a woman, according to the approach that it's done, l'shem chag, would be fine. But according to the approach that sukkah needs to be done, dafka, lishma, l'shem mitzvah, well, women are obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. And perhaps that a sukkah's ketanim or nashim would be possible within that approach. The last two things I think are really geshmak, which come out of this piece by Rav Soloveitchik, is as follows. What let me suggest, and I'll just add a little bit. Ready? Number one. There's a machlokas quoted by the Beis Yosef, which I brought for you on the page. There are other areas of lishma, like Siva Sefer Torah, that's also a big area by lishma, about whether the lishma needs to be said out loud. Does the lishma need to be said out loud or not? So we pass in lichatchila, it should be said out loud. And b'diavad, if you didn't, it's still going to be kosher. And then, there's certain items that maybe the lishma doesn't really need to be said aloud, maybe even the chachil doesn't need to be said aloud. But Lamai says there's a discussion in the poskim whether the lishma must be said out loud or not. Five. I have a question. Anybody, when they put up their sukkah, say l'shem mitzvah sukkah? I mean, I know in yeshiva we do it because it's a good shtick and stuff like that, because, whatever. But I don't know. You built sukkahs before, correct? Is that what the rabbi says? What?
Hope the workers do.
Does the rabbi get up top and show, by the way, don't forget, before you, put up that cross beam. You hear what I'm saying? No, it's not the same thing as that, right? Okay. So now we have a machlokes about whether sukkah needs to be, whether the shema needs to be said out loud or not. It's interesting because it doesn't seem that we do that dafka when it comes to the chag of sukkahs. That's number one. Number two, you see on the page, I underlined the two, back in the Gemara, the two makoros as to why what is the lishma, sorry, the makor for lishma by sukkah. What are the two makoros? Sukkah saw suya l'shem chag meinan, right? Amar kra, chag sukkah shivas yamim l'ashem. And what's the next one? Chag sukkah sasa l'cha. Correct? L'cha l'shem chovcha. Yes? There's the two makoros we have. What do I have two makoros? Perhaps, says Rav Soloveitchik, the two makoros are there, dafka?
Chag and
excellent, to show that there are two different elements of lishma that exist. One element of lishma is a lishma of l'shem chag. What? That's the first makor. Amar kra chag asukas shivas yamim lahashem. Sukkah asuyi l'shem. What does it say? Chag b'inan for yantif. What's the second makor?
L'shem chovach.
L'shem chovcha, for your obligation.
Wow.
So we see that the two makoros actually do highlight the two different approaches of how to understand Lishma. Within the Rashi approach, the standard idea of Lishma, what's that? L'chora, L'shem chovcha, right? Your obligation. But within the, you know, understanding approach, that it's L'shem chag. So what is that?
It's
That's what you need. Rosavetia goes even further. Perhaps that's exactly why. What does the Mishnah call it? Isuka? Yeshana. Because it's not about the lack of Lishma, generally speaking. It's an old sukkah that you didn't make specifically for Chag HaSukkos. It further highlights the fact that we're dealing with a different type of Lishma. Perhaps that's also why people are not super makbid to say L'shem mitzvah sukkah. Because we're not dealing with the same type of Lishma as we're dealing with the Ksiva Sefer Torah. We're not dealing with the same type of Lishma as we're dealing when it comes to Zvachim. Or when it comes to Ksiva Saget. Those things you should say before Lishma. Why? Because that's a L'shem chovcha type of Lishma. But over here, the type of Lishma that we're referring to, the Bishamah is looking at, perhaps, is specifically focused on the one which is also the Shem Chag. Now, the real reason, by the way, we don't need this is because we don't know how we need Lishma by Sukkah. We hold like Beisilo. But Lamaisa, the point being that perhaps that's also what's going on over here, that even within Bishamah, perhaps you wouldn't have to say Lishem Chovcha aloud, like it says Lishem Sukkah aloud, specifically as we're dealing with a different type of Lishma. It's Lishma of Lishem Chag Ba'inan. And perhaps, you know, doing it within 30 days, at least, according to Beis Shammai, should be good enough to satisfy that obligation. So what we went over so far, just very, very quickly, was we pointed out that there were two ways to understand Shitas Beis Shammai, that a sukkah, Yeshana, is problematic. One way is, it's a problem with Lishma, the Kol Terekula. Why is this not some Lishma, Zvakam, or some Lishma? When the context, it's obvious that a korba is some lishma. It's supposed to be a sukkah. It's not so clear building structure, says who. That it's not clear that's really designated the shem chag. The other approach we said the Rasavichik suggested was perhaps the Bishamah is really getting at that we're not dealing with the shem chovcha, the shem mitzvah, rather we're dealing with the shem chag. Since we're dealing with the shem chag, therefore that's like a fundamentally different type of lishma that is associated with the sukkah. We said that these two ideas could be seen in the makoros themselves. Is it sukkah asui l'shem chag ma'inan, or is it chag asukah sas l'cha l'shem chovcha? Shem chovcha obviously focuses on the generic l'shma, being kind of the mitzvah. You know, chag asukah sas l'cha shavaz yamim is dealing with the, you know, idea of having a sukkah for the shem chag. Nafkim would be nashim ekitanim, right? For their shaykh to the chag, not shaykh to the mitzvah per se. And perhaps it also maybe, you know, it gets into whether you have to say the Lishma Alad by Sukkah, or is it just assumed that based on the context that, you know, Toch Lamed Yom, according to Beis Shammai, you would need to do this.
Is this related a little bit to my focus of Hefza Shel Sukkah, but just like having a Sukkah slash the mitzvah involved in building one?
You're saying like that Rav Rosenzweig article that people really love?
Yes.
Okay. I guess theoretically speaking, you know, if the Lishma is the unique one that Rosalinda points out, though, Chag HaSukkos, you know, Tasalacha, sorry, no, Amrakra Chag HaSukkos Shem Zilma Hashem Sukkos Asui Lishim Chag Ma'ina. That's like a unique type of Lishma. I need a Sukkah for the entire duration of the Yantar. Not so I can fulfill my obligation.
Just to have it.
Just to have it, so that would, you know, very much fit in with that Ron that, you know, that Rosalinda's very excited about. No, rightfully so. I'm excited about it also. Whatever. You found it first. That there's an idea of having a structure, having a maimar of chavchas on sukkah for the entire duration of the chag. I think that actually fits in quite beautifully. Awesome.